The Great Tree, Daniel 4. King Nebuchadnezzar had yet another terrifying dream. None of his advisors could help, so he sent for Daniel, saying, "I know that your God can solve all mysteries. Last night I had a dreadful dream. There stood before me an enormous tree, towering above the land, strong and tall, with its topmost branches touching the sky. It could be seen to the very ends of the earth. But the leaves were green, and the branches were laden with fruit for every living creature. Animals sheltered beneath its breath, and birds lived happily in the branches. Then came a messenger from heaven who cried out that it must be cut down, and the fruit scattered. The birds and the animals were to flee, but the stump and its roots were to remain. And the messenger said, 'Let him live among the animals for 7 long years with the mind of a wild animal, so all will know that God alone controls all kingdoms and chooses their rulers.'" Daniel hardly knew what to say. "Your Majesty," he replied, clearly upset, "how I wish that this dream was not meant for you. You see, you are that tree. Your empire is strong and great and covered the earth. Yet unless you learn to honor God, you will be cut down and become mad and will be forced to live like a wild animal for 7 years. But the stump of the tree will remain, and if you lose your pride and worship God, then will give back your greatness again. So please, your majesty," he begged, "take your heed and now and follow God's will, and then maybe this will never come to pass."